What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines here this third hour of the show, which are brought to us by our friends over at Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia miles and inventory at the Sport, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
This football is coming in handy.
Why? Why?
You know it's, how to amuse it's holding my mic. Like that.
It's holding my mic in place.
It's like Jake Bailey. It's the holder.
Time out. Your mic is limp?
Yeah.
He needs Blue Chew on that mic.
Oh, my God, man.
Yep. I keep telling him, I said, hey, you guys want to get back here? We'll put your sponsor on the mic.
Your mic definitely, come on, man.
This mic flag is brought to you by Blue Chew.
So a pigskin is holding the mic up.
Yeah. Sure is. Anyway, The Miami Dolphins, they had a walkthrough practice today. Took it easy.
So my question is, and I know times are different.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just got a day off. And then the day you come back, you have a little walkthrough. That sounds like people are going to get some action this week.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
Because if you were going to sit everybody, then you would go hard early or during the week and then rest during the weekend. Make sense?
Here was Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. He says, it was basically a walkthrough practice, meaning players went half speed the entire session. There was an 11-on-11 drill and some 7-on-7 work, but players were in shells as opposed to whole pads. Tight end Darren Waller remains on the physically unable to perform list. He was spotted on the sideline. He didn't work with trainers on the side in front of the media. He also not participating, Tyreek Hill, Devon Achane, cornerback Kendall Sheffield, Dante Trader, their rookie safety, who they're very fired up about, but they're slow rolling. Like something they don't know. They have not disclosed the injury, though. Nobody. Oh, and Austin Jackson remains out. Nobody else star studded.
I mean, we didn't think Austin Jackson was that star studded until he wasn't playing.
You want stock up, stock down?
On.
You know very well he does not.
Okay.
You know,
but question. He anyway.
Question.
What? We all do.
Do you think it's a little bit insulting to your boy to do stock up, stock down in a walkthrough?
No.
Stock up.
I hate you.
According to Chris Perkins, the secondary. Again, it was a glorified walkthrough, but they had a few snapshots of good coverage, likely causing sacks or throwaways for Tua.
Perk. There's a couple of things that's going to drive me crazy with you, my man. One, you literally complain about the spotters having too much meat on their sandwich. I will never let you outlive that one.
Wait, what do you say?
I don't like the spotters. They put too much meat on the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who complains about the spotters?
Perk. Too much meat. And second of all, you know, if nobody's running, it's easier to cover them.
They did get covered, though.
I'm just, he says it was a glorified walkthrough.
You want stock down?
But guys, wait, there's stock down? Well, if you're giving stock up to a walkthrough practice about a guy being covered in walkthrough, then I guess stock down would be what? Oh, the receivers couldn't get free?
No, he says none. This was basically a cleanup day for things that gave the offense and defense problems against
Get
Chicago.
Get up, you have stuck up!
I'm mad at Chris Perkins now.
If they're stuck up, they're stuck down.
Agreed. And that's why I have a problem with you now, Perk. Because if you're going to go out here and give us stock up, don't you dare not give us stock down. I demand stock down. You tell me somebody whose stock went down.
Can I just say this? If he's giving us a stock down and a walkthrough, I'm going to just go on the limb and say that guy would not make the roster.
I do not want to hear.
If you get stock down and a walkthrough, yeah.
Sheesh.
Why did you do that?
I just wanted to just read in the news, baby. Just read in the news.
Daniel Jones, name starter.
This is legitimately the number one story today. You want to talk about August 19th? The number one story on every show today is Daniel Jones.
That's good for you guys. You know who you're facing in
it is good.
Week one.
It is good. Not surprising.
Wouldn't you rather face the wild card? The guy who
he beat you
everybody
last year.
In the state? Yeah.
Nipped that in the bud right there.
He did. He did beat them. Crazy. Oh, man. That was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough. You want to hear some more Mike McDaniel?
Not really.
He talked about yesterday, he got deep with everybody.
Deep.
And he talked about advice that he learned from Pete Carroll. I don't believe the advice was get the hell out of the NCAA before they catch you. But here is what...
he gave that advice to Harbaugh. Wait, can I just say this? All of those coaches except for Ohio State coaches, they're all out west.
Oh, yeah.
They all start out west.
You want to hear your boy before we get to Mike McDaniel? You want to hear Harbaugh?
Sure.
Ken, do you have any comment on the latest sanctions from the NCAA?
Like I said to you last year, not engaging.
That's it.
I love how you said it.
I'm not engaging.
Like I told you last year, not engaging.
Not engaging.
Because you know, once they start,
it's over.
Once you start, the questions never stop. That's why you can't start.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to keep peppering with questions.
This was Mike McDaniel on advice that he has held true, held close to his heart from Pete Carroll.
Whether it's individual players or teams, I think there's a reason why there's so many surprises each and every football year. And that's, how many times has everyone predicted the correct order of each division winner and who's second, third, or fourth? And
Buffalo.
How many times are there surprise players that that's all because there's a ton of work post 2024 and people change every year. Pete Carroll once told me, like my first owners meetings, that he's like, one thing that you can't ever forget is that everyone, you can't assume that people are the same every year after every off season.
Ice cream.
Some deep advice from Pete Carroll.
Every year since the beginning of the expansion, which is 1990,
yeah,
of the playoffs, every year there has been four new teams in, at minimum, four new teams out.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 5 or 6 years, it's been six. Okay? Now, you could explain that however you want. He went kind of long-winded about it.
Shocking.
And basically could have said, listen, every team that you think is going to be good is not always going to be good. And every team that you think is going to be terrible is not always going to be terrible. That's why you put all this work in. Because you hope that you're one of those teams that can turn it around, right? I would say this. There's four or five teams, or let me say three or four teams in both conferences that you know are going to be in the mix some kind of way, right? There's three or four teams
that
you know are going to be absolutely terrible.
For sure, you know that the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens are all going to be in the mix.
Right.
And in the AFC and the NFC, it's probably Lions, Eagles, Commanders?
Lions, Eagles, Commanders,
no,
Rams.
See,
Rams.
You can't do that. They So they did well last year. Okay. But that's 1 year. So you can't all of a sudden put them in the upper echelon of play. Even though they could return, I'm not saying they can't.
We did that with Houston last year.
That's 1 year. So you know who we do that with every year?
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati. Cincinnati is Cincinnati for a reason.
You know why? Because they got a quarterback.
Okay, but guess what? He's been in the playoffs once.
Three times.
He's been in the playoffs three times.
Three times?
He's only, but he has not the last two, I believe.
Okay.
What about?
So like, yeah, he to go around and talk around all
any
that,
of the West teams? Rams?
No.
Niners?
No. Wives. I'm talking about guaranteed
teams. That's what I'm saying.
Philly?
Rams are guaranteed.
So Philly and Detroit are the only ones for
Philly,
you.
Philly, Detroit,
Green Bay.
Put Minnesota in there?
No.
I'm putting Green Bay in there.
They got a new quarterback.
Oh, I'll tell you.
You're putting Green Bay?
Yeah, Jordan Love. They've been in the playoff the last 2 years, since the 2 years that he's played. And I'm putting Baker because they've won the division the last 3 years. They've won the division.
But that's about default.
No, they're going to make the playoff.
It don't matter by default.
When he says, Vlad, be a player, I mean, like, there's teams that
no matter what, you know they're going to be there.
They're a threat to make the conference finals. Like, do you think Baker Mayfield's a threat?
Yes.
Okay.
Tampa has a very
guaranteed?
Not much guarantee. You saying, do they have a chance? Yes. They're a team that the Eagles nor the Lions wanted to face because they match up well
so
against them.
So, we've pretty much figured there's 7 or 8 teams of the 32 teams that you can count on that's going to be in the mix some kind of way. There are going to be a couple of new teams, right, that's going to maybe challenge for that. And then there's probably 6 or 7 teams that you know are going to be terrible. Now, somewhere in the middle, those teams always adjust. Like, Minnesota has a good team. I'm not even disputing that. But they just went to a new quarterback. You have no idea. So you can't just pencil them in without knowing what McCarthy's going to do during the regular season.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Odyssey Sports training camp coverage, by the way, brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save and get more with Geico. We'll take a break. Get you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 104.3 WQAM on the tube and on the Twitch, Miami 104.3 WQAM. We're streaming in your ears on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And now in crystal clear FM on that dial. I was just watching during the break a little bit of Rich Eisen's tribute to Stuart Scott. Mm-hmm. Did you catch that at all? He was not he was hosting SportsCenter last night. Rich Eisen's he's going to ESPN Radio. He's taking his show to ESPN Radio.
He's back with them. Yeah, he's on the Disney family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's coming back to do SportsCenter or anything like that, but I guess it was one of those
I think Stuart Scott was doing Monday Night Football, right? So he was probably Scott Van Pelt. He was doing a tribute to Stuart Scott.
No, but I don't think Scott was there doing Monday Night Football.
Well, he was just maybe he's on vacation.
Maybe he's on vacation. I don't know. He was there. It was something where, you know, he's back on the fold. He's back in the Disney fold.
But Vlad, they came in with the Vintage Open last night with the old music and the old like monologue start.
Butterflies.
I got goosies, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's good. Because the old school Sports Center.
I forgot some of the catchphrases that they had. That was the one thing about these Sports Center anchors. They each had their trademark, go-to saying. And, you know, he got it. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. This is back to late 90s, early 2000s Sports Center time.
It gave the feels last night. It really did. It was good. Maybe I'm getting old. I like the vintage stuff too much. But, you know. Maybe my wife shouldn't have thrown out my childhood this past
week. I heard that. What happened, bro?
I don't want to recant it too much, Vlad, but you know, I had a fine collection of vintage Marlins apparel.
Oh no!
And she decided that was going to the trash.
Trash, not even.
But
Goodwill.
Then, no, not even Goodwill.
Oh, that's horrible.
Not even a bum is walking around with my wild card hat right now.
Oh, were they super worn down?
No, like, they were in great shape, Jennifer. Okay, they were in fine condition. No mothballs, nothing.
So what was the purpose of doing that?
You want to know what the purpose was? The purpose was she gets sick of the sports stuff, and you want to know what hurt worse than the throwing it out? The lies. The lies hurt, Jennifer.
Deception.
The lies. Because she had me walking around the house like a chicken with my head cut off for months. All right, weeks. Days. But I was wondering, hey, did you throw it out? No, I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. And then I finally just said, come on. I've looked everywhere. Did you throw it out? I threw it out. That's all I wanted was the truth.
Oh, she lied to you then.
She lied.
And now imagine if you did that.
Dude, I don't even want to think about it. Don't even want to think about it.
It would have been hell for you.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding. You okay, dude?
I think I...
What are you doing?
What did you order?
Did you hit
him? You ordered something that you weren't supposed to order.
What'd you
do? No. Your computer crashed, though.
No, it didn't.
Something happened.
I was trying to do the little...
Uh-oh.
Will you help this
you
man?
You know what I love? Yeah. I love when the old are trying to explain what they did, but they know they...
I got it.
He's back.
That's it. I'm back.
Are you?
No.
I don't see you back.
No, you're not back, baby.
I don't see you. I don't see you back. Anyway, 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Let's get to that here as...
I was trying to you don't bring up the screen that brings you closer.
Gotcha. Oh.
And so when I went through...
You were trying to bring up the camera.
Yeah.
I gotcha. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com.
I gotta mess with my stuff.
Who's messing with your stuff?
Everybody. We got all these new like stuff, and now the stuff that normally just pops up where I don't have to search for it. Now I got to search
and
for it.
And then you wanted the pro.
Dade South says you're 0-99.
Yeah, man. Next one is 100.
Dude, I hit triple digits. I blew by 100.
Even counting the ones that happen at home.
I blew by it. Well, especially when my computer screen went black.
That was rough.
And then I had to call my IT guy.
Yep.
To hook me up to a monitor.
Kentucky Finn says technology with an uppercut Leroy didn't see coming.
No, that was an elbow.
It was an elbow.
Hey, I'm gonna see that elbow. Dude, that elbow does devastation.
Oh, that elbow split that guy's head instantly, bro.
It's like a little knife on the end of that thing.
Oh, they're sharp.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was doing dirty boxing a couple months ago, this poor boxer steps in there against Francisco Trinaldo. Long MMA vet. And so the boxer's never used elbows in his life. And Trinaldo just went in there, like, literally used his elbows like an axe and split this guy's head open. It was, like, one of those violent things I've ever seen. I was like, whoop. I kept it together for the broadcast, but what you guys didn't hear was, whoop. Dirty boxing next Friday, by the way. Live on YouTube.
Say when ChatGPT takes Skynet takes over, it will spare Leroy.
we'll take a break here on the show. Mix things up on the other side.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. No, damn it. Damn it.
It is 560.
I know, but I'm not supposed to say that. Damn it.
You're not supposed to say it first.
Minus one.
I don't think so.
I think you're allowed to say it.
Whatever. I'm sorry. 560, 104.3. Just upset with myself, man.
It's just too many things, man. Just say one of them.
Too many things. They have us broadcasting everywhere. You know we're broadcasting everywhere.
I just say you should be.
Every app, every podcast platform, every video.
104.3 WQFM. That should be the new name.
Send us everywhere. Anyway, let's get to the mixed bag.
Six damn letters. WQAMFM.
Yeah. Well, I guess familiar with Tyler Hero.
Yeah, he's a guard for the Miami Heat.
He is a guard for the Miami Heat, and he is going to be extension eligible in October.
Let's not talk about that.
3 years, 150.
That sounds good.
And this was a point of conversation today on the Hoop Collective podcast. And Tim McMahon.
I know what they're going to say. Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if Tyler Hero's worth $50 million.
Well, you had a pretty good guess there, Leroy. Tim McMahon.
I don't think they really see when your team is not having success.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for anybody outside of that organization to see that any guy scoring points on a team that only won 37 games is worth $50 million a year.
Well,
I get it.
They were talking about a lot of the big name scoring guards around the league. Like Jamal Murray got money that the Nuggets may be regretting. But Tim McMahon's point was a very big difference between Tyler Hero and Jamal Murray.
I think there is one major difference between Tyler Hero and Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray has proven that he can be a driving force in playoff winning. Tyler Hero has absolutely not proven that. In fact, he was out during that finals run for the Heat. Jamal Murray's numbers get significantly better come playoffs over the course of his career. Tyler Hero's go the other way.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Here's what bothers me about this. It's got nothing to do with Tyler Hero. When you're playing next to a multiple MVP and an unstoppable force, you get a lot of room that Tyler Hero does not get. Okay? It's the Jordan Scottie Pippen thing. Scottie Pippen was great. But not as great when he had when Jordan was gone. That's the nature of it. It doesn't mean Scottie Pippen is any less of a basketball player. Jordan has said, I would not have won without Scottie Pippen. However, Scottie Pippen would have never won without Jordan. Jamal Murray would be a different player without playing next to Joker. So you got to put all this in context. If I take and swap Tyler Hero and Jamal Murray, are we having the same conversation about Jamal Murray?
I don't know.
But that's, I mean.
I don't know, but I will, like, that's kind of the unfortunate thing of it. We haven't seen Tyler since the bubble. We haven't seen him have a postseason run where he's contributed.
Right? Because he's been banged up.
He's been banged up.
The team hasn't been as good.
That's right.
That's not necessarily always on him.
It's not always on him, but it is.
Guess what? Jamal Murray's always had Joker.
He has always had Joker. And when you have Joker, it's easier to have the burden of, hey, we're going to pay this guy however much because you have Joker.
Right. That's, see, and that's, so. Although I understand what he's saying, it is from the perspective of an outside guy looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And we also undervalue guys that don't play next to that superstar. For example, what would Clay be without Steph?
Yeah.
It, like
Megan Thee Stallion's boyfriend?
That's true.
But and it's okay. You put teams.
He tried to. I saw a podcast clip where he tried to do that to Paul George the other day. He goes, hey, baby, you know, like, don't worry. I never had to carry a franchise. But you know, in the back of my mind, it's like, playoff B.
I got the point of that.
But so you have these situations where, you know, teams are put together accordingly so guys can play off one another.
Right.
And now we're sitting here trying to isolate them to determine whether they are worth money or not, when in effect they work well together.
I think where the Heat have to look at this, and this goes for Bam too, is like if you can look at a Joker and a Jamal Murray and you can say like, hey, you guys have a lot of those qualities, but they're not winning at that level because whatever it is, you know, Joker is on another planet. But Jamal Murray does. I mean, look, in that finals, like every time
they need a big shot.
Every time they need a big shot, that guy came
right,
through.
But Tyler has made shots like that.
But here's
the issue, right? Tyler has had to have the pressure of a Joker,
mm-hmm,
and not the assist guy, the Robin, right? Jamal Murray is a Robin. A good one.
Very good Robin.
But he's a Robin because when teams go into playing Denver, the first person they're trying to stop is Joker. And they will say, Jamal Murray can score 50. Now, he's still got to be good enough to do it, but if Joker don't get his, it usually means Denver doesn't win. So, like, Tyler doesn't have that other guy. That guy that says, if you stop this guy, and we don't care if Tyler scores 50, and then Tyler goes out there and balls out. We don't have that guy. So now you're looking at Tyler through a different lens than you're looking at Jamal Murray. Right? We're looking at Jamal Murray. You could look at his numbers or whatever, and you kind of forget that basic fundamental thing. Oh, yeah, he's the wingman, the Joker.
He's a good wingman.
Right! He's a good wingman. He's a good wingman.
He's not only one of the greatest players, but he's maybe going to become one of the greatest, like, probably, like, we're talking Cavs LeBron as lift can lift anybody up like this.
Correct.
Like, he's that kind of good. Because right. Even they gave, I mean, like, last year, flawed as that roster was, they gave OKC the best fight.
Right. Right.
You know?
So, like, yeah, I get everything everybody says. I understand it. Right? And it's not, I'm not even saying that Jamal Murray isn't better than Tyler Hero. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that sometimes we look at the circumstances, we don't look at the circumstances in which these two guys are playing.
Right. But it's still like when you have a guy, like even this happened with the Bucks with Chris Middleton, right? Like there's,
yeah.
Even if you're a flawed player like that or you're going to age a little bit, like, it just hurts a little less if that guy helped you win a championship. It does.
Right, right.
It just hurts less.
And guess what? You think he could have did that without Giannis?
No way.
Right.
Of course
not. There's always going to be guys like that in the league. And we don't identify that as that, you know what? These two make a great team or great teammates. We try to separate them and compare them to other guys without comparing their situations. That's all I'm saying.
Stephen A. Smith, he hosts First Take. He gave Dylan Gabriel the business for his entertainer's comment.
Dylan Gabriel, respectfully, it was stupid. A very dumb comment to make. First of all, let me tell you something right now. In every walk of life, far beyond the core, you know, the parameters of a football field. People are competing. We compete here on television. You compete with radio shows. You compete on Wall Street. You compete on Madison Avenue. Everything, especially in America, as it pertains to a capitalistic society, involves competition. To the victor goes the spoils. Jimmy Johnson said it best. He said, I will be very, very consistent in treating you as inconsistently as possible. Those who produce get treated differently than those who don't. What he said echoes the mentality of all of America practically, and most certainly the world, as we see things being globalized more and more every day. It was a stupid, idiotic, immature comment because clearly you were feeling the heat because a lot of people was talking about how Shador should be QB number two. But I know he was not talking about Shador Sanders. He was talking about the media. Here's the problem. You've now heightened the level of scrutiny coming your way because the media, including myself, heard what you said.
Stephen A. Smith.
On Dylan Gabriel?
On Dylan Gabriel.
See, he actually, what he said wasn't a negative on anybody. It was the reality of the situation and the circumstances that he lives in.
It's just some words you can't use, bro.
What?
Shouldn't use the word entertaining or entertainer.
But no, I get what he's saying. It's the reality of it. So when you turn on the TV, you want to be entertained. That's what these guys do. The personalities in which they do their job makes them entertaining, right? He has a job that requires production. And so he tried to separate the two, and one of the things that I hate about people who act real smart or act intelligent with how they do their job, which is what some guys do on TV and radio, is that you are the first person to jump down somebody's throat without fully understanding what he was saying. And he said it. He said he knew it wasn't about Shador Sanders.
No, he took more offense because it was about him.
which is Stephen A. is entertaining.
But I think he takes offense that he thinks that he's not competitive. No. That's where he's getting in his feelings.
No, he didn't say he wasn't competitive. He said, I'm a competitor.
He said there are competitors and entertainers.
Right.
That's what he said.
Right.
Which is not something you should really get in your feelings about.
Right. Exactly. So, like, but the thing that I guess I have a problem with this is that he says now he's going to have more eyes on him or more people talking about Dylan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
When if you reacted this way for this comment that wasn't really about offending anybody and took offense to it, like, yikes. It seems like you should, like, he got offended by it.
Did you just go,
yikes?
Yikes.
Like, yikes.
Like, it's like, wait a minute.
My God, Shaggy?
No, but I'm like, do you not find,
Scooby?
When we talk about sensitive athletes, do you not find it amazing that this is what he blew up about?
You don't think Stephen A. Smith is sensitive?
Wait a minute.
Did you not see?
Leroy, who do you work with?
I know. Yeah.
How are you going to ask that question?
I know.
Me?
What, you got a mouse in your pocket?
What do you mean I'm not sensitive?
Me? For a second, he was confusing me. He like,
I'm very level-headed.
Really?
Very level-headed.
Okay. Are you saying with a grin, huh?
You pitched a fit about a glove that was too tight.
Oh, man, I don't know what the hell's going on with Dane Myers.
So, like, yeah, man, we get on athletes about being sensitive. You can't then turn around and be sensitive about a comment that wasn't really directed at you.
Told KD, don't make an enemy out of me.
Right! Right! You see what I mean? That's the part where I, like, you can have a problem with whatever you want to have a problem with, right? He can't come out and say, I know this wasn't about Shadur, but I'm offended because I think it was about me, right? Doesn't that, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? That like, it's crazy to me.
Well,
like, think about this. In the world of security, there is no man in sports that is more secure at his job than Stephen A. They have already rewarded him and paid him for a job well done, and he continues to do a job well done. And his job is to be entertaining. Is that not accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody then calls him an entertainer and then says, I have to get wins or losses, that makes me more of a competitor. Why are you so offended? Ratings are about how well you do your job and your knowledge. Ratings are about entertainment. Why is he offended by that?
Stunt and Steve says, Tobin is easily the least level-headed person I've ever worked with.
Yes, we know.
I don't think
are you not amazed?
I don't think that's fair. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.